I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to the I've Decided radio show this Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Well, we are in the midst of this pandemic and just kind of some scary times right now. So I know all of us are reacting indifferently and just trying to figure out how to continue to press forward and be strong, but yet be proactive and be realistic and take precaution. So I have an awesome guest with me today who I think hopefully can enlighten us and give us some encouragement on things that we can do to try, you know, that's within our control.
Right.
Our weekly winning word is fuel. It's amazing to me how timely our weekly winning words have been. Like 2 weeks ago, it was shift. Last week, we just wrapped up this week, journey. And then starting this new week, our weekly winning word is fuel. And so it's like, wow, they just fit really so perfectly. You know, we think about our journey to success, and in that journey, we have roadblocks. And this coronavirus is definitely a roadblock for all of us. And but we got to figure out what we can do.
Right.
And that's what we want to focus on. Being positive isn't being head in the clouds, you know, acting like something's not happening. Being positive is focusing on things we can change, things that we can control, and that's what we want to do. And so we hope this show finds you, anyone listening, well today and thriving under these tough circumstances. But my guest, Dr. Marianne Hoyle.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
I'm so excited to have you with me today.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
You're on the other side of the room. We're keeping...
I think we're about 8 feet.
We're about 8 feet apart. You can't see us, but we are keeping our social distancing. We didn't give big hugs today, although we usually would, but we're trying to be respectful of that social distancing, and we do have to do our part. But, you know, the weekly winning word, Dr. Marianne, is fuel.
Yes.
And I couldn't think of anyone who could speak to this word better than you could, because that's kind of your life. That's what you do.
That is what I do.
So why don't you share with the listeners your credentials and what you do and why this is a good word for you to talk about.
Absolutely. I'm Dr. Marianne Hoyle. I practice here in Peoria. I have been a practicing foundational doctor, which means I look at the basics of us, our beings, and our innate, our ability to heal, and I just help you make that even better.
So holistic whole health.
Exactly. Total health.
Total
looking
health.
At the whole thing.
Wow. And
yes.
So you talk to people about how they fuel their bodies all the time.
What you put your fuel into, your energy into, is what is going to health-wise keep you the healthiest.
Right.
You know, there's basic things that we do that are part of nature and part of our body. Things like exercise, making sure we're hydrated. There's all kinds of good reasons with the flu, because dilution is the solution. The more we are, the wetter we are, the harder it is for it to take hold.
Oh, wait, say that again.
Dilution is the solution.
Dilution is the solution. So you're saying the more hydrated
we
are,
the harder it is for viruses to take hold.
Well, that's interesting. I have never heard it said.
Oh,
now,
really?
I know how important hydration is.
Yep.
But if I'm being honest, and I've worked in the nutritional field for majority of my life, I've never heard it said like that.
Yeah. I took six years of chemistry.
Go
right ahead. I've taken 6 years of chemistry, and I've learned probably about six basic rules that stick in my mind for everything about the body, and that is one. Dilution is the solution.
Dilution is the solution.
So stay hydrated. Keep wet.
Yeah. So keep wet, stay hydrated, the less likely you are to catch viruses.
Absolutely.
So drinking lots and lots and lots of water.
Absolutely. And lots of good, healthy food. We all know that.
Right.
You know, so that's kind of the thing. Sunshine, being out in the fresh air, letting the fresh air run through your house, washing your hands, all those great hygiene things, which I hope we hold on to.
We should
long,
be
long
doing.
Time.
We should be doing this all the time.
But
right?
I don't think that we have been aware. And this is something I think that when you talk about fuel, I think this is something that we are going to be able to. It's going to make an impact on us.
Oh yeah.
As far as thinking about how we can not spread disease.
Yeah.
You know, back before we had antibiotics and things like that, they had no idea. Just think about how much we have learned, and how good we can be at it.
Yeah. And the information is there. And that's the other key, too. We can be good at it.
We can be good at it. We can learn and know and understand our own bodies and understand how our bodies work. I think sometimes we forget the foundations, the basics of how it works. And then the other thing would be to support your immune system, especially high-risk people. If you have bronchitis or asthma or those things that you're weak in that area, I would love to help you be preventative specifically in that area for your body. So things like that are putting energy into what you, the prevention of it, the fuel into it, the attention into it, is perfect.
That's the definition of fuel. Yeah. Anything that produces energy.
Right.
Or power.
Right.
Or heat.
Right.
But energy and power, we fuel our body, we give our body energy, but we also fuel our minds.
We think about...
Right now, we have a choice. We can decide. We can fuel our fear, or right. We can fuel our faith.
Absolutely. And fear is known to decrease immune systems.
Right, because it causes stress hormones.
Absolutely.
It puts you in a fight or flight mode.
So to help ourselves with faith and to have a plan to put, energy into, fuel into, is a positive thing. It feels like it empowers me.
Right.
That it empowers me to know that, okay, I got a plan. I can do this. Yeah.
We were talking about this before we started recording the show.
Yes.
And it's like, it's not that I'm not, I'm not this Wonder Woman that's so fearless, that has no fear ever. That would be ridiculous.
And hopefully none of us have that attitude.
Right. That would be ridiculous. Yep. I'm not like that. I am a human. Yep. I always tend to be more positive. I tend to think positive. But the one thing I think that allows me to not stay in that place of fear for very long is that I take care of myself. Like you said, I know that I've done the work. I fueled properly.
Right.
So when, if you're fueled properly, when you hit a roadblock, you don't have to freak out that you're going to run out of gas.
Exactly.
Have you ever been on a road trip and all of a sudden there's a detour, but your gas light's on?
Yes. That's when faith comes in
well,
handy.
Well, that's when you're like, oh my gosh. I mean, all of us can relate to that. And I think that's what happens when something like this and we don't feel like we've been prepared. So
right. We'll
talk more after the break with Dr. Mary Ann Hoyle. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We're in the studio today with Dr. Mary Ann Hoyle. We're just having a really great conversation around our weekly winning word this week, fuel.
Yeah.
And our weekly, I just keep talking about the past words too, because we started with shift a couple of weeks ago and then journey just this week or this past week. And now starting the new week, it's fuel.
What an interesting week.
And given our journeys over the last couple of weeks, is just so ironic, that mm-hmm. we've had to make some shifts. We're on this journey of success, and on journeys, there are roadblocks, and we've hit a major roadblock with this coronavirus, and we get to decide now what are we going to do, right? Are we going to focus on? Are we going to find the detour? Are we going to figure out a way to get through this and stand and unite and take our precautions, do what we need to do, but also focus on positive, focus on the things that we can change and what we can do.
And there's lots of things we can do. I mean, even though, I don't know anybody personally who has the virus.
Right. It hasn't hit that close to home yet for most of us.
It hasn't hit that close to home. So doing preventative things for yourself with herbs and nutrition and things, if you haven't done maybe the best job, you
start
can do
today.
Now. You can do today.
You can start
And I would
today.
Love to help people. You can call me in my office. I'll give you all those details here at the end. But, you know, and I can help you. The thing that we have to all remember is it's all individualized. You know, someone who's 60 and has COPD, we would prevent a little bit differently than someone who is 40 and is just out there shaking up the world.
Right.
Everybody needs prevention, but we all need it individually for ourselves. But there are lots of things that we can do. There's lots of things that we can do that aren't nutritional, even just being outside, nature, all those things that we talked about, exercising in our house, feeding our minds positive things. We have a plan. I know what we're going to do because we're probably, most of us are going to get it, but most of us are going to live through it.
Some of us may not even know we have it.
Exactly.
They're actually saying some of the symptoms are so mild, you don't even recognize that you have it. Some are so mild, it's hard to tell if it's an allergy or a cold. So not everybody will even know that they've had it.
Right.
Mainly the people that are being tested are people that they know have been exposed to it, or people who are having chronic symptoms.
Or high risk.
High risk people.
Yes.
Yeah. The rest of us may get it and not even know. It's kind of, I think about like mono. You know, my daughter had mono so bad, she landed in the emergency room.
Yes.
Because it caused a trigger effect of all kinds of things. But they say that almost every human being at some point in their life has had mono.
Right.
But most people don't even know that they've had it because you just kind of feel tired for a little while and you just write it off to bad sleep or something.
Correct. Which is really important to understand, too. Us having it creates our own natural antibodies to
right.
it. So even if it mutates, kind of like how vaccines work, even if it mutates some or whatever, we still have, our body has some experience with that virus. So we get stronger and stronger at that.
Yeah.
So
even, you know, don't be freaked out that
right.
you might get it. I mean, don't try to get it.
Right.
We don't remember when you were a little kid and all your parents would get together and try to expose each other
right.
to chicken
change over
pox?
The neighbor's house.
It was
yep.
like a chicken pox
it.
Party.
Yes.
Let's not do that.
No, not with this. No. Probably not a good
Let's
idea.
Let's not do that. It's funny the things that you think about, you know, in hindsight that you're like, yeah, that probably wasn't a good idea because not everybody reacts the same way.
Exactly.
To but, everything. You know, I get the concept. I get
yep.
what they were trying to do. They're like, just get it over with because we're all going to just have it at the same time and be done.
And
know?
The healthier you are, the younger you are,
the younger
the better
you are
the better to deal
and
with
all
it.
All of that good stuff.
All that good
yeah.
stuff. So
yeah,
there's
yeah.
lots of all that. Yeah.
But
it is a natural part of our world.
Yeah, so it's okay to, you know, if we get a mild case of it, we build those immunities, it's not a bad thing. That's kind of how we survive.
Exactly.
It is a survival that our bodies do that. But just coming back to being prepared, I really just want to focus, you know, a little bit on you don't put the anchor down when the waves come. You
right.
you put the anchor down in the case that waves come, so right, so that you stay still.
Right.
Because you know that eventually it might be calm right now. But at some point, if you stay out on the water long enough, the waves will come.
There will be a stress.
There's going to be a wave will come.
Yep.
And so that I hope, guys, if you're listening, use this time as the opportunity to regroup, refocus, rethink how you're fueling your body, how you're fueling your mind, you know, how are you fueling your life?
How are you feeling your spirit?
Your spirit, everything. Like,
and it's all
you know,
a part of it.
We got to change this concept that we get sick and then go to the doctor.
Right.
What about the concept that we go to the doctor to stay well?
Right.
How about that concept? So that we can start learning what we need to do in order to not get sick to begin with. Now, I'm not saying healthy people catch viruses. Healthy
right.
people get sick.
That's how they get antibodies.
but it's few and far between, and you don't catch it so easily. You have
right.
to be highly exposed
and
to it.
And you recover relatively easily.
And you recover relatively quickly.
Yes.
But, you know, as I was using the analogy earlier, you don't, all of us at some point have probably been stuck on a highway in a roadblock, having to take a detour and our gas light comes on. Panic. You're like, where's the next gas station? You have no idea where it's at, right? So
right.
you immediately go into fear mode. But what you don't do usually is just pull the car over and go, well, forget it. I'm just going to get out and walk the rest of the way. No, you don't do that. What do? We go, we're going to keep pressing on and pray. We're going to have faith that we're going to make it to the gas station.
Exactly.
And I just kind of feel like that's where we are right now. You know, it's like, don't get out of the car and start walking.
Right.
Get to the gas station, find a way, have a little faith that you're going to make it.
Yes.
And start to taking some precautionary measures right now today.
Exactly.
And they're out there. I mean, I take how do I stay healthy? I take a supplement every single day. If I've been exposed to someone who's sick, like if I find out someone at work went home sick, I'm like, oh Lord, I immediately start high dosing on vitamin C. Now I always exercise. I always stay hydrated and all of those things that you were talking about, Dr. Marianne. But there, if you've been exposed, you start loading up. And then here's the other thing. I went to Target the other day, and of course, all the toilet paper sold out, as we all know. But guess what was on the shelf?
What?
Not sold out of. Whole rows of immunity builders.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't you think?
What are we doing?
Airborne would be like, wouldn't you think, let's buy stock in Airborne or something, Nope. Plenty of it.
Interesting.
Funny, huh?
Very. We are funny creatures.
Yeah. Toilet paper, but immunity guard. By the plenty. Shows where we are. And I just want us to consider that,
Yeah, it's just like, to bring awareness to it.
Yeah, consider that. And, we laugh, but we have to find humor.
And it's we're not interesting creatures in lots of ways.
Yay. We're not laughing at this situation. No. It is a serious situation. But you got to find some humor. You got to laugh. Or you cry. I don't know. But, all right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're having a great conversation with Dr. Marianne Hoyle all about our weekly winning word, fuel, and just kind of tying it into where we are in our world today and what's going on and, the importance of how we fuel our bodies, how we fuel our mind, our lives, our spirit, our everything is just so, so, so important. And in this day, we need each other.
Yes.
We need support. We need that motivation. We need that encouragement. And I want to just be your encourager today. And I, wherever you are, and, it's so easy when we hit that roadblock to just say, forget it. You know what? I'm just going to go home. It's not meant for me to take this trip.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And I think that's what happens to a lot of us on our success journeys. When an obstacle comes up, when something happens that throws us off of our comfortable path, then we just throw in the towel and we immediately go to forget it. It's just not meant to be. See, not me. I just want to encourage you guys to decide right now and today not to have that attitude, to say, you know what, this is a serious roadblock, something we need to take serious. Something that's going to take some time to get through, but I'm still going to keep going on my success journey. I'm going to figure out how to stand strong, how to keep going, and we'd love to help you. If you need some support, if you need some accountability, we're open. You can email me, kim@ivedecided.org. We'd love for you to join our community. You can go to ivedecided.org and check out all the business resources who are part of I've Decided. And if you're comfortable joining our community, do that today. We'd love to have you. But if you're not ready to make that commitment, given the circumstances that we're in, email me. If you're struggling, let's have a coaching session. We can do it online, on the phone, no charge. Let's talk you through this and keep you on path to your success. That is so, so, so important. And what a shout out right now, too, to all of our business resources. I know Dr. Marianne.
Yes.
You're an awesome business resource.
Thank you.
So happy to have you. And but there's a lot of business resources who are part of I've Decided and who support us and give us the resources that we need to provide you guys with all of the events, our success groups and our conferences. And we're moving our success groups online, and it's going really well so far. Yep. It's been actually kind of a cool experience, and so we've adapted to that. And so, you know, there's ways around it. But the one thing about you, Dr. Marianne, I want to make sure everybody knows this, is because if you're interested in seeing Dr. Marianne and sticking the stake in the ground on your health and doing some preventative care, and I know when they come in, you take them through an intensive,
evaluation,
yes, to determine what they need individually.
Right.
But when they, sign up and officially say, yes, I want you to be my doctor, then you provide them with a community membership to I've Decided.
Absolutely free.
Absolutely
free. As part
free.
Of their membership
I think
with
it's
me.
Awesome.
Yes, yes, I think it's awesome.
So I want to just make sure you guys know that, because if you're listening to this show and you haven't joined I've Decided, you have the opportunity to take some control of your health and get an I've Decided membership included in your health care.
Yep.
With Dr. Marianne. So that is awesome.
Yes, and that's total health. That's the whole picture.
Right. That's what we talked about.
That is what is so excited for me in my practice, because I can help you with health and I can do things that support you and help you with preventative. But success with health involves success with all the other areas of your life. And I have never been with a group or in a group where there are so many experts that share so many things about writing a book, about weight loss, about exercise. And I can't even go into the list of all the different success classes.
Mastering your message.
There are
getting
so many.
Getting out of debt.
Yeah.
Being more organized.
To help you.
Finishing your education. Yes.
Because the more that you put your fuel, your energy into being the best that you can be totally, the better you will do forever.
Yeah. And living a disciplined life, you know, having that right mindset, learning how to live decided.
Yes.
Like, I've decided this is not taking me down.
Right.
I'm going to stay
healthy.
I'm in charge
of it.
I can't, regardless of if whatever, you know, you just have to, decide. You have to.
And I think that we all have to ask for help.
Right.
We all need to be in, it's okay to get help. And that is probably my biggest thing to help somebody, because usually when their health is failing, so is a lot of other areas in their life. And they don't know where to go, or they can't afford it, or they can't. So this to me is a perfect collaboration to help healthy people even get healthier.
Yes. With mind, body, soul, spirit, whole health. It's awesome.
Yep.
And that's what I love about you so much. And I've loved her like this even before she decided.
Yes.
She didn't buy my love. We've known each other for 8 or 9 years now, thinking, because you've been a member of Curves for a long time too, and you've helped out a lot of our Curves ladies. And and so I've always thought this about you. It's not simply
because
it's just a perfect fit. It makes sense.
Yes.
I mean, you really have to be wholly healthy.
Yes.
You cannot, you can't take a supplement to improve your immunity, but be stressed out or not be successfully achieving a goal that's nagging at your heart and
that
think
makes
you're
you
going to be healthy.
Right. That doesn't work.
Your actions need to align with your deepest desires. And if they don't, you're going to be sad. You're going to be stressed out.
Depressed.
You're not going to be your best. And so that's what it's all about. Fueling your mind, fueling your body, fueling your life. And I can't say that enough. I mean, this is a moment in time. I mean, it's just really a moment in time. You got to be pretty old to have, what year is it? You'd have to be 102? 1918 was when we had the last pandemic.
Yep.
That was the, what they called the Spanish flu, which we call influenza A today. Is that correct?
Correct.
Still going today. People are getting influenza A.
This past winter, lots of people did.
But so 1918, we're in 2020. So if you're 102 or older,
there's
you
a few
alive.
Of them out there.
But the rest of us who aren't quite there, This is the first time we've experienced something like this, and it's really quite chilling. I don't know. It's like so. It's just so you know. I just keep thinking, in the blink of an eye,
it can change.
In the blink of an eye, and if we're not ready, in the blink of an eye, you got to be ready. You got to be prepared. You got to have your car fueled. You got to have your body fueled. You don't take a journey without putting the gas in your car.
You have to be able to adapt.
Yes. Yes. And you have to have that adaptable mindset and all of those things. But all right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll get back and we'll wrap up our show with Dr. Marianne Hoyle today. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. We're in the studio today with Dr. Marianne Hoyle having a conversation about our weekly winning word, fuel. And this is the quote, and it's discipline is the fuel for achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that kind of, you know, that's what we're talking about. It's like what fuel can be looked at so differently. You probably never thought of discipline as a fuel. Right.
But it is
because discipline is a fuel for your achievement. And so what are you fueling yourself with? What are you fueling your mind? What are you fueling your body? And I'm guilty. I have to say this. In fact, it's hilarious. So my stepdaughter, my husband's oldest daughter, came home because she works in Chicago and a waitress, and she lost her job last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came home and she knows I always buy healthy. I don't have ice cream and cookies in the house because, Mike, don't worry. My kids are not deprived, but they get plenty of ice cream and cookies
out and about.
We don't need it at our house. We have healthy options and we just don't keep it in the house generally. And she comes home and opens the door and there's like two boxes of cookies, potato chips, like four boxes of ice cream. I just went crazy. I'm like, hey, if we're going out,
we're going out good.
My daughters were like, sweet, Mom bought cookies.
Mom's going crazy.
And we have been junking it out for the last week or two. And I'm just like, all of a sudden, now I'm feeling guilty. I'm like, okay. That's probably not the right way to react because that's going to kill my immune system, all that sugar.
It is. It's so interesting what we do, you know, and without judgment or without thinking. It's just how we think and how we really, I think, have to fuel our logic, our how we want to live our best life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, probably not so good.
But the other thing is that I think also we're humans.
Right.
You know,
so it's a coping mechanism.
It is. There's an 80-20 rule out there that, you know, it's you eat 20% of the food that you have, all the food that you have 80% of the time, and you eat 80% of the food that you have 20%
of the time. Right. Because you have your favorite things.
Yeah. So the 80-20 rule also works with thinking and with, we don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be.
We can eat some cookies.
Yes.
When we're kind of going through something tough.
But if we are
keep eating the cookies, right.
And that's part of discipline. Discipline isn't every single day. I've never seen that work for people.
Right.
Discipline is like, I always say, you know, they'll say, I didn't do very well. Well, how did you do over the last year? Well, I've done better than I did the year before. Then I think you did really well.
You made some improvements.
Yes.
Yes. So true. So, but outside of that exception where some of us might have went off the deep end and bought too many cookies or chips. And
so it'll be a lot of water and a lot of veggies.
Now this week we better start getting back to our healthy lives,
right.
You know, because we don't want our immunities to get low.
No.
And when we eat junk, when we fuel our body with junk, regardless if we can justify it because of what we might be going through or our mindsets or our stress levels, and we might just say, I have to have this chocolate, it helps me get through. But really, we got to change the way we see that. You don't have to have it. It's not necessarily helping you, maybe in that moment, but at some point, you got to stick the stake in the ground and determine what you really should be doing to fully be healthy.
And to work on that, yes. And to fuel it.
Okay, so tell us how can they get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me really easy. I'm in Peoria on the corner of Forest Hill and Dries Lane, so pretty center in town. My phone number is 309-404-5002. My email address is drmarianne hoyle@gmail.com. You can go to my Facebook account, Dr. Marianne Hoyle, look me up, contact me that way. There's all kinds of ways that you can hook up with me. And depending on what you need, I will help you figure that out. And I know costs are a big thing for a lot of people, so I am really trying to help people as much as I can with my time and those kinds of things to help us get through that.
And building the value, like yes. you're providing them with a community membership to I've Decided.
Absolutely.
So included in your healthcare provision, you get 3 motivational leadership conferences
That's right.
every year, success groups so that you can learn your success planner and journal, weekly winning resource, all the things that you need to successfully achieve your goals and dreams. And that, you know, that adds a value that, you know, our memberships are $15 a month. There's a $15 sign up, so that's a good value.
Absolutely,
included.
Absolutely,
and very much appreciate you offering to your patients and providing them with that whole health.
Right.
And you say it. You describe yourself as a holistic.
I'm a holistic. I have a chiropractic license. I practice foundational medicine, and foundational medicine is looking at our natural ability to heal, and I improve that for you. And if you're not healing, help you figure out why.
Fix the root cause.
Problem. That's what I do.
Yeah, because you actually do some blood work to find out what you
work,
do, like what you're missing. You have this, you spoke to us one time, and it was like this, like pages of things that you can see what.
You can look in your blood, and you can tell what nutrients you're missing. And the thing that we have to remember is when I'm talking nutrients, I'm talking food. Food is medicine. But we have to use the nutrients to help you heal at therapeutic levels. So we do are eating a lot of the nutrients that we need. Patients say this to me all the time. And I'm like, yes, but if you want to heal this, we have to use this many nutrients in this amount of time to help the foundation be strong.
Yeah, so because sometimes you got to take a higher dose
right,
of
like
certain things.
Vitamin C, for example, with the coronavirus, you know, we need to at least take 3,000 grams of it a day, up to 5 for some people. So, but you wouldn't do that if we were healthy and we were just, you know, going along. That is not the typical dose that people take.
But just taking a higher dose
right
now.
And that's because it's a therapeutic level.
Right. To keep yourself, your immunity.
And so, yeah. So what I find for people are things that they need at therapeutic levels to help their foundation, to help their systems work and work together, which creates a healthier body.
And we didn't talk about this today, but you've actually helped women with their fertility.
Oh, yes. That's such an exciting part of my practice. And hormones, hot flashes. Just helped one of the Curbs girls. She's ecstatic.
Anytime you can get rid of a woman's hot flashes.
She said, I've had it for 5 years and I did it 1 week. You did it. She is so proud of me. But I've had a lot of training. I knew we could do that. But yes, fertility also. There's a lot of young ladies out there that are having difficulty, young couples, at getting pregnant, you know, for lots of reasons. And a lot of it is just their systems are not balanced and not working. And once I use nutrients nutritionally, guess what happens?
Yep. All right, guys. Give Dr. Marianne a call. We'd love to meet up with you. Visit us at ivedecided.org. Have a good Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?